हरे कृष्ण। देर इज नो नीड टू बी कॉन्फिडेंटली पेसिमिस्टिक। समटाइम्स वेन वी फाइट अगेंस्ट आवर कंडीशनिंग्स, समटाइम्स वेन वी ऑल हैव मे बी शॉर्ट टेम्पर, वी मे हैव वल्नरेबिलिटी टू सेंशुअल डिजायर, वी ऑल हैव आवर वीकनेसेस. And when we battle against our weaknesses and when we find that we are not able to overcome those weaknesses, at that time we may just become disheartened. We may become exasperated. We may become frustrated. And when we become frustrated thus, we may lose heart. And by losing heart, we may just feel, oh, I'll never be able to overcome these conditionings. I'll never become a better person. And because of thinking thus, we may just lose hope. But when we think that I will never be able to overcome my conditionings, we are actually being pessimistic. But we are not only being pessimistic, we are actually being arrogantly pessimistic, confidently pessimistic. It's confidence to the level of arrogance, because we are implicitly saying that actually Krishna, that our conditioning is so great that even Krishna cannot elevate us, even Krishna cannot purify us, even Krishna cannot liberate us. And that is arrogance. That is not humility. That is not reality. That is arrogance. You know, it is not that our contamination is greater than Krishna's omnipotence. Krishna can purify us. He just wants to see whether we genuinely want to be purified. Whether on the surface we may say that, oh, I want to serve Krishna, but internally, what is our desire? Is our desire truly to serve Krishna, or do we still want to entertain other desires? And when we thus, if we candidly, if we open, if we seriously evaluate, then we will recognize that at our core is the soul, and the soul is the part of Krishna. When we study Bhagavad Gita, we understand this. When we practice, when we contemplate the Bhagavad Gita, we start gaining some realization of this. And when we start living according to the Bhagavad Gita, then we start realizing this further. And especially when we start practicing bhakti, even if we fall down, we don't have to fall away. That means we may fall from our standards, but we don't have to give up the practice of bhakti. And Krishna is confident that He will purify us. He says, Kshipram bhavati dharmatma shashvat chantim nigachati Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhaktah pranashyati. In 9.31 he says, Kshipram bhavati dharmatma. In the previous verse he has said that even if a devotee is acting very sinfully, still that devotee is could be considered saintly if they are determined to keep serving me. And in the next verse he says, Kshipram bhavati dharmatma. Soon they will become virtuous. Dharmatma shashvat chantim nigachati. And they will get lasting peace. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhaktah pranashyati. Arjuna, know that my devotee will never perish. So rather than being confident about the power of our conditionings and letting ourselves become pessimistic, we can be confident about Krishna's omnipotence and let ourselves become optimistic, that thinking that yes, my conditions are very strong, I cannot overcome them by my own power, but Krishna is all powerful, and by Krishna's power anything is possible. So if I surrender to Krishna, He will enable me to overcome my conditionings and become purified. So just let me, no matter what happens, let me stay holding on to Krishna's lotus feet and striving to serve Him, and thus we will also become virtuous and eventually we will attain Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.